Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to What? Binging. My name is Natalie.
I'm Christy, your mom.
And we're going to be covering The Good Place, Season 1, Episode 6, What We Owe to Each Other, and Episode 7, The Eternal Shriek.
The Eternal Shriek. Yes. And if you're thinking those are weird names, you should be paying more attention to this show, because I think they've given some clues about at least some of this. Mom, they have.
Can you not, for one episode, you not allude to the big twist? Can you not?
No, I'm talking about the philosophy. They've given like what we owe each other. Like, that's a thing.
But the eternal shriek?
The eternal shriek? What? All right, so here we go. We have our usual caveats, which include that there will be spoilers, obviously. There's going to be cursing, and we are having the eternal shriek to drink, which we're exactly a shot of whiskey, but yeah, it makes you kind of want to have a shriek.
Sure.
Well, it's not a shot of tequila. We could have done that.
No, that would have been awesome.
There you go.
This is Crown Royal.
Yeah, it's Crown, and it's not bad at all. It's just, you know.
I like it better as a mixer.
It's potent. So, let's get started.
Episode 6, What We Owe to Each Other. Eleanor is scared about her meeting with Michael, and she tells Chidi as much. She also has replaced one of the clown pictures with a sexy mailman.
And he's like, that's what we needed, sexy mailman.
They talk about contractualism, like how she feels like she owes it to Michael to simultaneously, like, help him do what he's setting out to do, which is basically to find the glitch in the matrix, essentially, and that, which is her, but she also wants to do right by herself,
protect herself,
and to not help him do that. And she's caught between a rock and a hard place, but she decides that, well, I'm going to help him, but also not help him. I'm going to find a way to do that.
And she's looking at her like, are you crazy?
That's not how you do that.
Yeah, but she goes to Michael's office, and Michael's like stepping around invisible things. She's like, oh, you can't see in 9 dimensions. He discusses what he needs is a friend, and says he's watched all the seasons of Friends, and so now he feels
there are
like
a lot of
Friends
references in this episode, and thankfully I have watched Friends, so I get them. But if you didn't get Friends, no Friends. And also they don't really go for like really obvious Friends references. So it's kind of inside baseball, but it's funny to those who know about it. So.
Yeah, I probably didn't catch half of them because I watched Friends, but it was a long time ago. So who knows?
I watched it. I like binge watched it at one point. I forget when. It was years ago, but yeah. I remembered like maybe like 2 of the references.
Yeah. Well, we get a flashback though. To Eleanor caring for her friend's house and dog. She's house sitting for them all, like the friend's mother is dying or something. And she is clearly just all about, hey, I get to hang out in this nice house.
Mm-hmm.
But that is going to be a recurring flashback.
And the dog has kidney problems. So he has special food that she has to feed him. Also, Michael said that he has studied the concept of friends. You said this, but he's like the fact that he studied it and is like, you are my friend, Eleanor.
Yeah.
And she's just like, yeah, man, of course I am.
Yeah, I'm your friend, sure.
Anyway, Jason is using a magic 8-ball for his response to Tahani.
This is so funny.
Tahani invites him to the spa for a couple's massage, and he says yes. Signs point to yes. Jason then immediately goes to Chidi and is like, please go with me. And Chidi's having an ethical crisis, but decides to join him anyway.
Right. And the whole time, Tahani's like, why are you coming with us? This is bizarre. But in the conversation, this is so funny.
I have a funny line.
Jason compares Tahani to Nala from The Lion King.
Twice. He's like, she's smart like Nala from The Lion King. And she's brave like Nala in The Lion King.
Is like,
he also
okay.
says this one thing, because he's still using the magic 8-ball to answer. When Tahani comes in and Chidi's trying to justify like him going with them, and he says he feels comfortable with me, and Jason says made in Taiwan, because he didn't read the actual 8-ball, he read the
label
back
on
of it.
Yeah.
Michael meanwhile talking to Eleanor, I think they're getting frozen yogurt at this point. He says his theory is that they're no,
they're
still in the office.
Not yet.
Yeah, he has weird objects in his office. And he's describing his weird objects, or they're talking about his weird objects. He has like a stapler, just like weird things in a cabinet, as you would have a curio cabinet, but it's like
It's
really
very
basic.
Ariel from Little Mermaid.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Mr. Weasley in Harry Potter. Like, he was really fascinated by like human stuff.
Yeah.
Michael says his theory about there being an object that is a design flaw. He thinks it's one of the rocks. He's picked out like 78 that looks suspicious. And Eleanor's like, okay, listen, maybe you need what you need is to stop working, to take a break and let your mind reset. And that
Yeah,
will
she's
help you later on.
stop being so OCD, Michael.
Yeah. Chidi goes with Tahani and Jason. Janet
To
does not understand the concept of Chidi being solo or joining their couples massage.
yeah,
And
she like does not compute. You know, she's doing the whole
song and dance.
yeah, she yeah.
Jason doesn't know what to do. Like, there's a little, not a montage, but like he Chidi's talking to Tahani, and Jason doesn't know what to do. Be nice or throw her jewelry in the toilet.
It's like that's the opposite of being nice.
Yeah, and she's like, oh my God, you really do need my help.
So he's doing everything he can to go with them into the couples area. We go back to the frozen yogurt, and this is really super funny because Michael is asked, Eleanor asked him, like, why do you like frozen yogurt so much? And he's like, it's just so human to take something great and ruin it just a little bit so that you can have more of it.
Yeah. She also asks why she's his assistant and not like in another eternal being or something. And he says, well, because I like you and we're friends, and architects aren't actually meant to stay in their neighborhood, or like supposed to, usually, typically, stay with their neighborhood. But he wanted to be on site for the first 1,000 years just to have a nice, smooth transition for everybody. And she's like, oh, okay. And so she keeps trying to have fun with him, and they do karaoke.
Yeah, I
And
should back up just a little bit. He also points out that if the neighborhood fails, he's going to be in trouble with his superiors.
yes,
So, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
they go to
Yeah.
karaoke.
It's bad. It's bad
But
karaoke.
most karaoke is bad, so
Sure.
whatever. I don't think there should be good karaoke. I think that's the point of karaoke,
That
so that we all feel better about ourselves.
we all suck.
Yeah, exactly. And we're
That none of
mostly
us is kind of
drunk.
wanting them.
Most of us are drunk and we don't care.
True. True.
Janet massages Tahani while Chidi massages Jason
And it's so
and keeps him
funny.
from saying dumb stuff by just covering his mouth.
Eleanor is playing arcade games with Michael, like skee ball and all
Crane
the,
game.
yeah, all those things, and he's just having such a good time doing it.
Flashback to her leaving her house
Eleanor.
sitting, Eleanor. Leaving her house sitting and the dog with too much food to go to a Rihanna concert with her friend.
Yeah, like no, like leaving to go to Vegas. So she lives somewhere in Arizona, and she's going to Vegas and leaving this dog for days. It's like that's nuts.
Yeah.
It's
Well, she was
wild.
only supposed to like stay for another extra day, but still, she leaves out all of the foods for the dog, and that is not a good thing.
No.
Chidi tells Jason to make an effort to like just choose something that Tahani has mentioned, which is expressionist paintings, and just like latch onto that.
Impressionist.
Sorry, impressionist paintings, and latch onto that and talk to her about that. I thought, whatever. So Tahani is alone, and Jason's like, got it, and then he leaves. Tahani is alone at dinner, and Chidi goes to her, and they talk about paintings and Degas, and Tahani actually might like him, which I don't
Yeah,
love
they have
that.
more in common than Tahani and Jason do.
Yeah, but I still
She's realizing that. I don't like it either.
don't like
I
it.
don't like it at all.
And honestly, it feels like a fluke considering the rest of the series being what it is. It's just like, no, that's not, no. And that's not like a spoiler. It's just like, well, kind of, but later on, like not even later on, but just in general, like the idea of Tahani and Chidi together, it just is not, no.
It doesn't feel quite right, does it?
That
No.
does not compute with me. Michael tells Eleanor that the chaos is caused by a resident acting unpredictably, because when he was out with her the other day, having fun and being spontaneous, that was a signal to him, oh, humans are going to be the things that are going to be unpredictable in the system. So one of the residents is one of the reasons why.
So they go to all the places that bad things happen to try to see if they can narrow the list of possible suspects, because he knows it's a person. And the list of suspects, and every time Eleanor's like, oh, but there were more people here. And Janet's like, yes, there were however many people in a whatever radius. Here's like 100 people that could have been here. Michael, finally, they're at the restaurant where the hole had opened up, and Michael finally tells Janet to put on his hoodie, and he like curls up on the floor, kind of like Ross did. Ross did that in an episode of Friends where he's like,
I'm sure he did, but
like sulking or something.
What he does is he compares. Yeah, I'm sure. I think that's probably what they're referencing, but he's comparing himself to season 8 of Friends without direction. No, I ran out of ideas, and now I'm putting Rachel and Joey together for some reason.
Yeah.
That was very funny. I do agree.
Yeah.
He also, there's a brief little flash of Jason talking to Chidi, and Jason got Tahani a painting of an impressionist comedian.
Yeah, like a comedian
who can't even have any impressions, apparently.
Yeah,
like it's whatever.
Yeah,
flashback, the friend to an Eleanor flashback, the friend who she was house sitting for is still mad about Eleanor making her dog fat because the dog ate all of the food,
of course,
and
as they do.
Eleanor realizes in present day, like, she needs to be more supportive and a better friend, and so she says she supports Michael in any decision he makes and will do her best and be there for him for whatever.
I love this, though. Michael then tells Janet, oh, we need to call a meeting. And she's like, so cheerful and whatever, and or moribund and devastating. And Michael's like, definitely moribund and devastating. I was like, okay.
Jason, with the help of Chidi, gives Tahani an... Is it an expressionist or impressionist?
Impressionist. It's Degas. Degas.
I feel like they keep saying expressionist, and that's why I wrote it down. Version of her as ballerinas, and from the famous painting. And she's very appreciative, and she's like, oh, you must really be my soulmate. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she does all this projecting onto Jason about that. Eleanor is talking to Chidi, and she thinks that she's
at the meeting.
At the meeting, because it hasn't quite started yet, and she's telling him, I think I've been found out. Michael announces that the problem with the neighborhood is him, and he's going to have to leave.
Forever.
And that's the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, what were your best parts of this episode?
Chidi. I love him. He's hilarious. Him just trying to help.
Yeah.
Michael, I think he's so funny with his friends' references and him, like, experiencing human things for the first time. He's very good at being... Ted Danson is just really good at being a fish out of water, but, like, a really lovable fish out of water. It's very fun. Jason's very funny. Like, do I be nice to her or throw her jewelry in the toilet? Like, it's very frat bro, how do I be nice to my girlfriend? It's
like you have to be
the bare minimum, I feel. And then Eleanor for realizing her past mistakes and deciding to be a better friend.
Yeah, my best parts were Michael. I think he is extremely funny in this episode. Yes. I love Chidi in this episode. I always love Chidi. Just about always. Jason, I think, is super funny in this. And Janet. I think Janet's
great. Oh, Janet is funny.
What were your worst parts?
The Tahani Chidi thing, I don't like even the implication of that. It makes me sick.
We're not Tahani fans, sorry.
But I'm also like...
It's got nothing to do with the actress. She's doing
great. No, it's not the actress. I swear to God, it's not her. Gorgeous. She's gorgeous. She's good at what she's doing. I'm just... don't like the kind of person she's playing.
Yeah.
And so whenever there's sweet little Chidi, who I love and I'm very protective over, I don't want him near my least favorite character or any way associated with her other than just friendship. And so when I rewatched this, I was like, I had forgotten that they even hinted at this possibility. And I was like,
I'd forgotten it too.
And I'm glad I forgot, because I probably will forget again, because the rest of the series does not trifle with any of that bullshit.
But we don't have the Joey ending up with Rachel.
I feel like maybe that was a reference to it in a way. I feel like it could have been another Inside Baseball thing where it's like Tahani and Chidi. Could that be? No. No, it's not. No, and
it's
just
not a thing. It's not a thing.
What were your worst parts?
Eleanor, I actually really did not like, especially in the flashbacks.
Oh, I hate her in the flashbacks, but that's a given.
Really like her much in the episode itself, because she, except right until the end. And,
but that's usually how it goes, too. Yeah,
Tahani, I hate Tahani. Mm-hmm. And what grade did you give this episode?
Before we get to that, I would like to say, I would like to play devil's advocate in this case for Tahani. If I were in her position and my destined soulmate in heaven or good place or whatever was just not communicating with me, wasn't like giving me any indication that they even cared or whatever, I would be questioning things too.
I would want
to force anything, but I would also want to like at least try to like spend time with them and mm-hmm. do different activities to see what they enjoy. I would want to make more of an effort like she is doing in this episode. Mm-hmm. Do I hate her? Yeah, I still hate her. But mm-hmm. like she, her MO this entire episode is valid to me.
Right. I mean, the wanting to make things work with the person that has been designated as your soulmate, I can totally see doing that and you know, being confused and trying again and all that kind of stuff. I think the problem is she's so over the top and all about her in her attempts at mm-hmm. this. And that's, of course, Tahani's character, but I just can't like her for it. So, yeah, there we go. What grade did you give the episode?
B.
I give it a B plus, and I think it's partly because of how I started grading other episodes. But
I think this is a pretty middle of the road episode for me. I like it, but I feel like as much as I like the fish out of water thing with Michael, I feel like it could have been more substantive to me in a way. Dive deeper into his character or something, because we always get Eleanor flashbacks, we always get all that stuff, and we've even gotten like Jason and Tahani flashbacks. We haven't seen Chidi's yet, but Michael obviously like he has a past of some kind. I feel like his fascination with the human world is very endearing, and I think that
I liked it. I think I liked it. And I don't know if it's just like that end of episode feeling. So like end of episode, I felt like that it was probably better than during episodes. It may be just to be, but I gave ended up.
No, it's valid. I was just saying. Anyway, season one, episode 7, The Eternal Shriek. Everyone is shocked by Michael's announcement. Michael says since he was living there and meddling, he caused the problems. He was at ground zero for all of these things. Technically, he blames himself for the shrimp flying through the air and the sinkhole and all that stuff by trying to like force people, not supplying enough shrimp at the gathering, trying to force Jianyu, who we know as Jason, into like speaking in public and all that stuff.
Right. And you know, like kicking the dog and all these things. Yes. You know, he just enumerates all the things he's done wrong.
Michael has to go to retirement. And
the way is going to get there is Janet is going to operate.
No.
He says.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I thought you were going to tell
Janet's
us.
Janet's going to operate the train. Mm-hmm. And
which we've never heard about. We've never heard about
the train. But the train has to come and take him away, and only Janet can operate the train.
Yeah.
And Janet she pretends to cry, which is like bizarre. Like I don't know, it's
an awkward moment, but it's supposed to be awkward. And then Michael's like, that's beautiful. Chidi and Eleanor go back home, and Chidi's freaking out a bit, but Eleanor is
not the problem.
But Eleanor is happy with the solution, since it's like, oh well, he'll just go and retire, and yeah, I mean, he wasn't supposed to be here anyway. But Chidi just doesn't like lying, and so he says, lies are like tigers. They are bad.
Tigers are not bad inherently. But we have a flashback to Chidi on campus, at whatever campus where he was teaching.
In Sydney, and, Australia.
And one of the other professors
who we've seen before. I just don't know where.
Like he might have been on Big Bang Theory.
I know who you're talking about. I don't think that he's not the same guy.
Anyway, but I think he's also been a background character in this show, in The Good Place, but whatever. So he's talking to this guy who has on these unbelievably hideous red cowboy boots that have all these ornate ornaments on them. And Chidi is lying to the guy about, oh, they look nice. Yeah, that's great. Okay. You know, like as you do, like you say nice things, but it's actually bothering him a lot to even say that. We then cut to Tahani overthinking a going away party for Michael. Like she wants to have a big retirement party for him. She's created like a pinata with the peacock bow tie on it. And Michael shows up and she's like, oh, you're not supposed to be here. But he explains to them that his retirement is not a good thing. It is an extreme punishment. And he explains the level of torture that he is going to undergo in retirement, which is going to involve like blowing apart his
body, putting it all of the parts on separate burning suns, tearing his soul out. It's a lot.
It's a lot. All of it sounds painful and horrible.
Eleanor is now upset, but she also wants to keep her secret while helping Michael, and she wants to find much like last episode, she's trying to find a way where she can help Michael while not like hindering her own self-interest.
Right.
And her and Chidi are outside of the mansion at this point, and she asks Janet about the train and if there's a way to shut Janet down so that she can't run the train. And Janet says, yes, there is a kill switch. And Chidi's like, no, I'm not going to lie again. And kill switch, we're going to murder her? And it's just like,
and then we have to lie about it. And yeah, Eleanor's thinking, oh, she's just a robot. It's okay.
Yeah.
And they go back and forth on whether she's sentient or not.
Flashback to Chidi agonizing about lying to his colleagues, to his girlfriend in the middle of the night. And she's
hilarious.
She's like, you've been talking about this nonstop for 2 days. You need to just be honest with him.
She starts citing Immanuel Kant. and she's kind of like, this is why everyone hates moral philosophy
professors. Chidi goes to his friend's lecture to be honest with him, but his friend got him his own pair of boots, which were also apparently very expensive. But he can't be honest. In present day,
Tahani gives a speech that is self-aggrandizing, as every speech she gives. Mm-hmm. But everything she says makes Michael more and more depressed. And it's basically reminding him of all the things that he's either done wrong or that he's not going to be doing human stuff.
Meanwhile, Janet takes Eleanor and Chidi to the beach. I love this sequence.
Oh, do it.
Where the kill switch is, and talks about how there have been 25 generations of Janet and they learn and grow with each version. And so Eleanor seeing that as a positive thing, but Chidi sees that even more as killing her. Like this one is learned and grown. And Janet apparently has a fail-safe measure to beg for her life as you get closer to the kill switch. And I don't know why it's in the middle of the beach, but whatever. But she keeps reminding them that she isn't human. So Chidi's like, I feel like it would be worse to be a bystander. I'm going to go. And Janet starts begging Chidi for her life in a very realistic way, in a very human way. And he can't do it. And then she's like, he gets a little bit further away from the kill switch. And she's like, no, I'm not a human. That was all a lie. Don't worry about it. You can kill me.
And then Eleanor's like, oh, some of us just have to do it ourselves.
And she goes up and Janet starts showing her this like stock photo. And she's like, these are my kids. And she like gives them back. Backstories like one of them has asthma and is fighting it like a champ or something. She's very in depth, and Eleanor backs away. She's like, "Oh my god!" And she's like, Janet's like, "No, this is a stock photo. I don't have any kids. I'm not real." And
Eleanor's like, "But it's so realistic." And while they're having this conversation,
Jason pops up and he's like, "Ooh, a button!" And Chidi pushes him out of the way while accidentally hitting the button and killing Janet.
And then this recording of Janet comes like on screens all over everywhere that never existed before, saying, "I have been murdered." It's really
weird. Chidi is freaking out, and Jason and Eleanor have to calm him down to act natural. And everyone attends Janet's funeral.
At the funeral, this is funny because Jason's kind of like, oh, you know, you just need to calm down, because she's like, he can't like hide the fact that he's like all upset about this. And you just need to calm down. And he calls for Janet. Janet, we need some meat. And he's, and they're all like, oh, and he's like, oh, no, Janet.
You killed her. Oh, right. You killed her. And at the funeral, Michael's giving this little mini speech, and Tahani says, you mustn't blame your, Michael's talking about like, oh, I was so distracted, I let Janet die. And Tahani's like, you mustn't blame yourself. And Michael says, I'm not, I'm blaming you for distracting me. Janet wakes up and her memory is wiped and needs to reload all the knowledge in the universe. And it will take a few days to do.
And Michael says he's going to stay while this happens.
Eleanor is very happy, but Chidi is still freaking out. There's a flashback of Chidi, who still doesn't want to tell his friend about the boots. He's visiting him in the hospital because his friend is about to undergo aneurysm surgery, like brain surgery.
Yep.
And he has a 50-50 chance of living. And Chidi's doesn't admit it to him. And then the guy gets out of the surgery and he's fine. And Chidi finally tells him about how much he hates the boots. And the guy just responds, this is why everyone hates moral philosophy. Anyway, Chidi's telling Eleanor in present day that he feels guilty and wants to confess to Janet's murder. And he tells her it's going to eat him up inside, especially if he doesn't get it out soon. And Eleanor feels guilty about that. Tahani and Michael talk, and he apologizes for what he said, even though it was really fucking funny. And
Michael asks the neighborhood to come clean about, you know, what's been going on. And Eleanor finally stands up, and she tells Chidi, you know, goodbye.
Love you, man.
And she stands up, and she admits that she was not supposed to be there. And that's the end of the episode.
Because Chidi's having, like, a full breakdown. Yeah, because he thinks he's more of the problem right now.
Yeah. So what were your best parts of this?
Michael, he's very funny in this episode. I like him a lot. He's just, like, so doom and gloom. He's like, I'm not even going to be able to say, keep it sleazy, or, like, do this. Or, like, really, it's just so funny.
Yeah, and Tony keeps stealing his thunder. It's very funny.
It's very funny. Chidi's, like, he's everybody, and to a certain degree, like, everyone at some point, and at least in their heads, not as vocally as Chidi, like, agonizes over, like, little minutiae of what you said, or, like, lying about stuff, or I have tendencies to do that, but it's very relatable, and it's very funny in the flashbacks and in present day. Janet is so fucking funny. Her begging for her life and then reminding them, I'm not even a robot. I'm not a person. And Eleanor confessing at the end for Chidi's sake, I really love. It's showing how selfless she is becoming. Yeah. And I'm really proud of her for that.
Yeah. Jason, I like Jason in this too.
Oh, Jason be like, oh yeah, you killed her.
A button. Michael, I think, is really funny. Janet is hilarious. I really like that Eleanor is growing. I did put Chidi down mostly because, you know, like in these flashbacks, you start to realize that his conundrum are just sometimes a bit much. I didn't think it was the best part, but whatever.
I just found it funny, like, and especially in present day, like him basically not being able to walk for like worrying about like the moral stuff.
Yeah. So what the first part?
Tahani.
He's just terrible.
I absolutely love Michael being like, I blame you. Yes. Very, very funny.
Yeah.
So I don't really like Tahani, and that's in her making it basically all about her.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and it is her MO, which is just so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, what grade did you get this?
B+.
Yeah, so this one, I think you are correct. This is a B+, and the last one is more of a B. I think I was just kind of feeling meh or tired or something when we were watching, and so I misgraded. But this is a B+ episode. It's good. It's not amazing, but, you know, it's just really solid.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a lot more good place, and we are looking forward to sharing with you. We hope that you join us, and
cheers.